We have a
podcast.
Yeah. It's called
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
And it was inspired by some
deadpanites
on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. A rat done bit my sister,
Amy Bowen,
with Jack Mangan
on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and
Jack Mangan's
on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but
Jack Mangan's
on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while
Jack Mangan's
on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause
Jack Mangan's
is on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but
Jack Mangan's
is on the moon. Was all that money I made last year
for deadpanites
on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here?
Jack Mangan's
on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill.
Oh. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I think I'll send these doctor bills. Air mail special. To
Jack Mangan
on the moon.
Hello, 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 Mr. Mangan.
Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 182. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, and I want you to squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg. This is a very special episode. I don't know how long it's going to run, but in this episode, we will feature 60 Lines Part 3, which should be the last time we do one of these things. But that's where we got a whole bunch of motherfuckers and good people to volunteer their precious time and vocal talents and read individual lines and one-liners in a sequence of, well, we say it's 60, but everyone knows it's much more than that. Also got some other nice contributions, so I'm not going to waste time fucking around and got you humming with intro babble. Let's get on with a promo thing and some more podcasting goodness.
Farpoint Media.
Hey Kev, Dad's asleep. Let's do an experiment.
What experiment?
The one from Mythbusters, where they put the guy's hand in the water to see if he would pee on himself. Let's try it on Daddy.
Hey kids, what are y'all doing?
Nothing, Mom.
Do you have your own little geeks? Need some ideas to keep them out of trouble? Well, check out the How to Grow Your Geek podcast.
We have cool kids' books and movie reviews.
We have awesome game reviews.
And we have interviews, advice, and a whole lot of fun. Check us out at
howtogrowyourgeek.net.
The preceding program is part of the Farpoint Media family of podcasts. To find out more about Farpoint Media and the many other podcasts available, visit www.farpointmedia.net. A world of audio wonder awaits you there.
This is Sean from the Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing podcast at adventuresinscifipublishing.com. And I'm Deadpan. Are you Deadpan? And here is your host, Jack Wilma Flintstone's vibrator Mangan of the Jack Mangan Deadpan Podcast.
Hey Jack, this is LeJean from Chandler. I tried to record the contents of my shoulder bag. Unfortunately, K7 account only allows 30 seconds before it cuts me off. So I have a lot of stuff that I'm not going to be sending in until later. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Sixty Lines, Part 3, Return of the Fett. Imagine these words in gold font crawling up the screen, shrinking into the distance of stars. All three of the 60-line segments have been Star Wars-focused. Part 1, which I guess would have been Episode 4, was dedicated to Wedge Antilles. The object of our affection for 60 Lines 2 was Lando Calrissian. And so, the object of our erection for 60 Lines 3 will be Boba Fett, if we can manage to
stay on target. Stay on target.
Yes, he was my favorite Star Wars figure too. So here we go with 60 Lines, Part 6.
Three, sir.
I got a bad feeling about this.
If Boba Fett helped Elvis fight evil Egyptians, would he be Boba Hotep?
If Chevy Chase had landed the role, would he have been Boba Fletch?
During his brief stint as a circus clown, he was called Bozo Fett.
And if he'd been the lead singer of U2, his name would...
All right, we get the idea. Enough!
Who the hell names a kid Boba anyway?
A guy named Jango, that's who.
Jango toppled over dead when a Jedi knocked his block off.
Maybe his name should have been Jango Fett.
Enough!
Boba's death was much more dignified. Cough.
So the Sarlacc pit swallows you whole and then digests you for 1,000 years?
Wouldn't you die of boredom first?
Do you think when Boba fell into its stomach, he found a bunch of the previous Sarlacc victims sitting around playing cards?
Or a bunch of old milkmen.
Do you think the Sarlacc pit was just a Shai Hulud that got stuck? Shai Hulud. They got stuck.
Let's redo that joke now for anyone who's never read or watched Dune.
Do you think the Sarlacc pit was just a giant sandworm that got stuck?
Are the Dune sandworms related in any way to the sandworms from Beetlejuice?
Is Boba Fett riding the Sarlacc Shai Halard even now across the sands of Tatooine, with Patrick Stewart playing old retired Watto the junk dealer as his second-in-command, leading a fanatical revolutionary army of blue-eyed Tusken raiders and hammerheads and Fremen Jawas with their rickety stolen droids in sandcrawlers on banthas and dewbacks against the tyrannical Jabba the Harkonnen and his pigmen guards and the Rancor monster and the Rancor Whisperer with Jim Morrison frozen in carbonite aboard Slave One?
Ride the snake to the lake, the Sarlacc lake, baby.
But I wanted to go to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters!
It would have been awesome if Boba Fett had been Sting instead.
No, not Bilbo's sword.
Not tantric old folk singer Sting.
Then he'd be called Boba Fretless.
Enough! No. The greased up Sting from Dune.
Didn't Fade Harkonnen wear nothing but body oil and a diaper?
Like Zed from Zardoz without the black hair.
Line 28. The blaster is good.
The tantric lightsaber is evil. Evil. I don't know how to say that.
Darth Vader really enjoys the song. Every breath you take.
His underlings, not so much.
I will always be Anakin of pain.
There's a little black spot on the moon today.
That's no moon!
That's my soul up there.
Sting and the police could have opened for Sai Snoodles at Jabba's palace.
Boy, the way Sai Snoodles played.
And Stuart Copeland could have used stormtrooper helmets for bongos.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Deadpan.
Smooth like
butter. Motherfuckers!
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
We are good friends.
Smooth like
deadpan. Motherfuckers!
Hey there, Deadpan. This is CJ. And I'm going to read you more content than anybody really needs. I talked about doing this before. I had a live journal back in the day, and so I'm going to read three entries from my live journal. These are all from when I was pregnant with Sarah. Tuesday, November 4th, 2003. If this headache gets any worse, I'm going to explode. Where did this thing come from anyway? It started yesterday about 2-ish. I got off work at 4, went home, put some ice on my head till Dan came home and brought me a Diet Slurpee. Yum. I had a bath. Then Dan made some taquitos for dinner. Yum. We watched Star Trek, a Riker episode. Ugh. Riker falls in love with this androgynous being. Falls in love. In like a matter of days. So believable. Thank goodness we all know he marries Troy at the beginning of Nemesis. Oh gee, hope that didn't ruin that for anyone. Anyway, so I suffered through Riker's weeny whiny episode. Give me Worf any day. Riker is a putz. And then I went to bed. I'm sure I fell asleep quickly because I wanted to tape Average Joe and check it out, but oh well, missed that one. I have 7 more episodes of Star Trek on hand anyway. Maybe it's rotting my brain and making my head hurt? I woke up at 1 a.m., took some Tylenol PM, and fell back asleep till 4 a.m., then just stayed there wishing I was asleep. I did get up to get myself a fresh new ice pack. I finally hoisted myself out of bed. There's somebody at my door. I have to pause.
Who is it?
Mrs. Romulo, right?
Who is it?
Plumber.
Plumber? I didn't ask for a plumber. Who is it?
Telegram.
Oh, telegram, just a moment.
Okay, that was my Avon lady. She can talk a lot, but I like her. So where was I? Let's see. I finally hoisted myself out of bed at 6:10 this morning, knowing full well that I was going to work no matter how much I tried to get Dan to tell me to stay home in bed. I knew he would never tell me to stay home. Sad face. Sometimes we all need to be told to stay home. So I took a shower and left the house at 6:30 with wet hair, opened the sunroof on the van. It was still dark out and about 61 degrees. I opened the windows and gave my hair a nice cold blow dry. Oh yeah, it looks like a really bad hair day. But the cold air felt good. Only 4 hours to go. On a happy note, there was chicken and dumpling soup in the cafe today. That made me feel better.
Deadpan, there'll be nothing but deadpan, because deadpan is the way. Motherfucker!
And now for the dramatic conclusion of 60 Lines, Part 3.
There's a grim reason why we'll never see a Star Wars Episode 7 film.
The Rebels forgot one very important detail about the Ewoks.
It turns out that Yubnub E Chop Yubnub actually translates to...
After the party, when the humans and the Wookiee fall asleep, ha ha! We'll cook them and eat them!
With butter, garlic, and herbs.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
No, please, don't invite Simon and Garfunkel.
Even if Paul Simon is small, cute, and annoying, just like us.
Well, that's a rough translation.
And the stormtroopers lost to these guys?
To Simon and Garfunkel?
To Simon and Garfunkel?
No, the Ewoks.
And we're supposed to believe stormtroopers wiped out the badass Droideka armies? Droideka? Droideka? Question mark?
Droidekas with their badass bow-legged John Wayne stance.
They just need badass spurs on their boots.
They also had dead-ass spherical force fields.
Spherical Droidekas!
Aren't we supposed to be talking about Boba Fett?
Maybe it wasn't stormtroopers who wiped out the Droidekas.
Right. Maybe the Droidekas all died from broken hearts like Padme.
No!
Or maybe they all died of boredom inside the Sarlacc pit.
Playing cards with the milkmen.
Watching Bozo Fett's lame squirting flower routine.
Warning, low brow, dead ahead.
How does the Sarlacc creature reproduce anyway?
I would think it'd be more into oral sex, really.
What with all those tongues?
But the Sarlacc was huge! There's not enough spam email in the world for that kind of penile enhancement.
Galactus could probably fit. Maybe that's why he spared Tatooine.
Galactus, devourer of worlds.
Sarlacc, devourer of Galactus.
Boy, that would have been awkward for Boba Fett and the Droidekas and the Milkman.
Stan Lee had issues.
Literally, thousands of comic book issues.
No, George Lucas had issues. George Lucas had a full subscription.
No, no, no. Jack Mangan has issues.
No!
Alright, Jack. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Peace.
I'm truly blessed with some wonderful friends and deadpanites and deadpan connections. And here are some of the kooky things that they say. The smarty hotties say, and how appropriate that my self-edited comment was 1300. Definite add to the things that made me sad column is censorship. Lost Ralph says, Frodo's been stabbed to the elves. Ed from Texas says, but when you are you more of a question mark or a semicolon? SB says, does anyone have a good read to recommend? I'm shopping for this month's audiobook. The Energizer Bunny says, morning Pan, sleeping in is wonderful. And the first out of the over 1,300 comments that we got on this episode, the first was Vanamond, who says, come on! So yeah, I may not be blessed with a past full of wonderful, wise choices, but I am blessed with wonderful children and great friends. IRL, and in podcast life, and in virtual life, and even those that cross over into both worlds. So yep, Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Hello, Deadpan. Just a Joe here with today's cooking project. Today we're making hard cider. You'll need 5 gallons of hard cider, unpasteurized, unprocessed, nothing added to it. This is the time of year you can probably find it at your local produce stand. You'll need 2 pounds of honey. You'll need a packet of just some old English ale yeast. And a packet of champagne yeast. You can get those at brew stores or health stores or online. Many places, including northernbrewery.com. Or Northern Brewers, something like that. So, that's what we're doing today. And first you boil up your hard cider. You boil up your cider, put it in a pan. You want to get it boiling and boil it for 15 minutes. It's important to yeasts that occur in the apple and will cause things to go awry. Boil it 15 minutes. Cool it down. Get it down to about 70 degrees. At some point, also, I put honey in with the apple cider. Boil it in there, too. A pound of it, just 1 pound. Then you put it in your fermenting jug, which is, can be a fermenter's bucket or a carboy, which is basically a water bottle. Put it in there. When it's cool, you add the yeast. Put a stopcock of some kind on top. The idea is you want to be able to let the gases out and keep air from getting in to contaminate it. Everything has to be nice and clean. Put it in a cool, dark corner and let it sit for 5 to 7 days. Then you decant to another container to leave the, kind of let the stuff settle out on the bottom. Then you add the other pound of honey. I usually boil it with some more apple cider and add it in there. Then you add the champagne yeast. Put the stopcock valve back on it for another, 5 to 7 days. Then you bottle it. 6 weeks later, you have wonderful, tasting, delicious, fizzy cider that usually about one will do you. That's my fall treat to you. Enjoy.
Me, Grimlock, listen to Jack Mangan, deadpan, when me not fighting Decepticons. Me, Grimlock, a Tyrannosaurus Rexens. Me not dumb. Me, Autobot. Me, Grimlock, love deadpan.
So now with 60 lines and the Palooza over, what do we do now? Well, your content is always welcome. Dumbass memories, the contents of stuff. We do actually have something coming from LeJohn. He did actually send in the contents of his MRS. He is lying to you, though, about the K7 line. Actually, I kid, LeJohn, but it does actually accept voicemails of more than 30 seconds. Although, you know, those things can be flaky. If it gives you trouble, then let me know and we'll troubleshoot. Otherwise, call the voicemail and leave a voicemail message for as long as you want. 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. And when I say as long as you want, I'm sure there is eventually a cutoff. Or you can just record shit and email it to me. My email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. I know that that's really not encouraging at all when I say record shit and send it to me. I mean, record funny thoughts about geeky stuff, or better yet, send a dumbass memory, or just share a little bit of the world from your unique perspective. I do definitely want to thank everyone again for all the wonderful stuff that you guys have done. All of it. Everything. And don't think just because I'm being low-key about it means I'm unappreciative. Please don't think that. I had alluded to a musical project coming up. I will give everyone a little bit of a break after the 60 lines push, but I do want to start that pretty soon. And that's the type of thing where you don't need real musical talent. So, but you can still play along, even if you're not Ray Charles. I don't know why I selected Ray. Anyway, speaking of music, let's get to the closing stuff. Actually, I have something brand new for you. Quick background story. As a teenager, I kind of dug Vangelis. You remember him. He was kind of a new age guy. He did the Chariots of Fire, but, you know, his true fans didn't give a shit about that. You know, he was just a new age guy in the vein of Tangerine Dream. But I remember he had this thing called the Boberg recordings that were available. And the tagline, I don't know if this is from him or from the record company, but they were kind of bragging that on these recordings that he'd done this innovative thing, that it was actually he'd recorded, produced, composed, and performed all these things at the same time. So think about it. Composed, produced, performed, and recorded all at the same time. That means he sat down in his studio, pushed record, and started dicking around on his keyboard. And you know what? That's exactly what it sounded like. I haven't heard it actually since I was a teenager, but I remember thinking, listening to it at the time, thinking this is just a guy dicking around on his keyboard. And actually no vocals, just a guy sitting around hitting random keys on his fucking keyboard. I don't know, maybe I need to go back and give it another shot, but I'm not in any hurry. Anyway, well, that's and one other thing, if he'd sat down and recorded this masterpiece, then how do we really know he's composing there on the spot and without any pre-planning? We're just taking his word for it. But anyway, take my word for it. I'm now about to do the same douchebag trick to you. Well, actually, I've already done it. The recording, the file's already recorded, and it's about to be plugged in here. But take my word for it, I had nothing of this scripted or planned beforehand. I will tell you that I didn't actually have Vangelis in mind when I was doing this. I actually had Jimi Hendrix in mind. Hear My Train A-Comin'. And I think for those of you who know that tune, the influence will be clear. Anyway, I'm going to play that and not come back after the music. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Thank you all again for the 60 Lines Part 3 and for the wonderful outtakes, which will be heard in future Deadpans, trust me. And that's about it. No more outro babble. Deadpan number 182 out. Good night, Mosh Pit. Thank you. didn't think I'd do that. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Boba Fett's race are called Mandalorians? Oh, crap. Hold on. There's a joke in there. Something about... Does a Mandalorian go back in time if he travels faster than 88 miles an hour? Oh, shit. I gotta get that into 60 Lines 3. There's gotta still be time. Is there still time?